Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got bold ass predictions for the Red Wings.
No, boy.
That we can look back at. Not a lot of hits.
No, not a lot of hits.
Not a lot of bold ass predictions that came true.
You have ours?
I do.
No, boy.
We'll get to those today at 10:50. What were the bold ass predictions going into this season? 248-539-9797.
I mean, due respect, they were bold.
Well, that's okay. That's why we don't mock these. We're not trying to be safe. No, that's well, the point of the bold ass prediction is something that is a bit out there without crossing the line and becoming a dumbass prediction. Yeah. So we had bold ass predictions, and we'll revisit those and. People generally do really well. We don't get a lot of line crossers, if you will. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Let's go to Ken. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
I just want to say there's everybody in Hockey Town needs to settle down. First of all, Uncle Fester is not going anywhere.
Oh, boy.
He's a good coach. He's got a great support staff, Bob Bugner. Power play improved this year. So settle down with that. As far as what happened, I believe it's all goaltending. You ask the guy who's used to playing 20, 30 games to play 50, 55. He hit a wall. He let in the last 20, 25 games, too many goals. Our back, Husso got hurt. Our backup was okay. We needed a guy to steal a game. You go back to Washington and Pittsburgh, you need to steal a game. We got 1 point out of 4 points against the two teams you're fighting against. Mm-hmm. You get 2 points against Washington or Pittsburgh, you're in the playoffs.
Yep. I mean, the goaltender is another question. I mean, they've got three guys here. I mean, Reimer started the most important game of the year last night. Lyon played out of his mind for a while there at a pace that we wondered if it was sustainable and whether or not he was the next Tim Thomas. Husso was supposed to be the guy. Down on the farm, you got a former high draft pick in Kosa. You got to question whether or not they're going to try and sign Trey Augustine. So there's in-house options, and then you have to decide, okay, even if we do believe in a Husso or an Augustine, or we really like Lyon, we need to get somebody else. There's a lot that goes into this goaltending, and it's could go a variety of different directions.
Yeah, and they did give up fewer goals this season than they did last season, but it's only like five fewer goals than what they gave up last year. But they scored a bunch more. They scored, I think it's 38 more goals this year than they did last year. It's the overall team defense. I mean, it's not just goaltending. I think we'd all like to be able to count on a experienced goaltender. But it's overall team defense that seemed to be lacking at times. And that was a little disappointing to see this year. But maybe that comes with more additions. You know, could that have been solved if Edvinson had been here for the whole second half of the season? Does that come with some recent draft picks that are going to be brought up? You know, the Swedish kid, Sandin Pelikka, he played really well this year in the Swedish Hockey League. They're in the playoffs right now. He's holding his own. Does he get an opportunity? and they've got a couple more guys down. But if you're ready to play, you're ready to play.
Right. I mean, that
Mo Sider wasn't, you know, it's not like he was 25 when they brought him up.
No, who was a kid last night for Hudson from Montreal? Oh. My God, does he look great?
He looks ready to go. The crowd loves him already.
Yes.
And, you know, they're already counting on him in high pressure situations. I mean, it's fun to have a guy like that. And you know, it's been a while since the Red Wings have had, well, I guess since, I don't know, when Raymond made his debut, probably as a 19 or 20 year old, right?
Yeah.
So are we going to see that next season? Is Nate Danielson, does he get an opportunity to make this team out of training camp? I mean he's awfully good.
Hudson just finished with BU their loss to Denver in the Frozen Four,
yeah.
and signed and looks, I mean, dangerous.
Well, and it also announced today that the Red Wings have signed Shea Buem to a 3-year entry level contract, and he just got done winning the national championship with Denver, you know. So,
yep.
Not that he would have made this roster if they'd made the playoffs, but it's just interesting to see. All right, here we go, trying to move things along.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, characterize your emotions this morning, Red Wings fans. What a roller coaster ride. Tony is next. Hi, Tony.
Hey guys, how are you this morning?
What's up?
Good, Joe. Just my opinion. We know what cost them not going to the playoffs. In December, they lost 8 in a row. Then Larkin went down, they lost 7 in a row. And I blame it on the coach. The coach has got to stop that. You got to get motivated somewhere to pick up a game here and there. And I would replace the coach. And I tell you, one incident this year, when I forget the team they played, where the guy threw the stick out on one of our wings, had a breakaway, and hit the puck. That team immediately turned around, came back, and scored a goal. I didn't see any emotion out of that coach. He should have been furious. And the next day, he's thanking the referee for saying, hey, I made the wrong call. I should have called a penalty. So,
well,
anyway.
if you're upset with his demeanor, I mean, that's I don't know if that's right or wrong. It's your opinion. You want a more fiery coach. And I think a lot of people like to see that, because Derek Lalonde is not going to be fiery on the ice or in front of cameras. He's not that kind of guy. I have no idea what he's like behind the scenes in the locker room, what he during between periods, if he gets a team fired up or not. But that's not his MO. That's not who he is.
Yeah.
Can you win like that? He had won an extraordinary amount of games as a coach in the minors. He was very successful coaching the Toledo Walleye and all that. So, I mean, it can work, but you know, you also have to work with what you have to work with. And this team is not the most talented team in the NHL. It's an average hockey team.
The fiery stuff is a window into seeing a guy do something. Like when a guy, you figure coaches with a team and on the job, you know, 16 hours a day during the season, whatever it is, he's always working. Our window is the 45 seconds to a minute and a half that we see him on the bench. I'm talking about the fans. We get to see him in press conferences and watch all that stuff and can talk to people about him. But that window doesn't always provide a real accurate representation of who he is and what he is as a coach. I personally like coaches that never seem out of control or surprised by anything, personally. That seem like they're in command at all times and they're not getting too high or too low. And so, you know, I don't have an issue with the way he coaches. But to me, it's not about this coach has these flaws. It's about who's the best coach to take this team to the next level next year. Is it Derek Lalonde or is it somebody outside? And Steve Yzerman knows people around the league. So I have no issues if he says, I think we really can do better with somebody else.
Well,
I'm not punishing Derek Lalonde for this. I'm just taking that moment to reflect. And by the way, I don't know that 12 hours after the loss, the emotional loss, is the best time. Like, I hope Steve Yzerman takes a week and lets it settle in, because I think you don't want emotion playing a role in these kinds of decisions.
No, but I'm sure he's formed an opinion. And to your point, we let it marinate a little bit. Sure, I hope he does too.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He doesn't just do whatever he's going to do right now. I just wait for it a little bit, and he should. But keeping in mind what the Detroit job is in the NHL, you know, you've got obviously a rabid fan base. You've got a brand spanking new arena with fantastic facilities. You've got a team that has some talent, some younger talent that's chomping at the bit to get here. And you've got a ton of cap space, even after you re-sign two restricted free agents. You've got a ton of cap space.
Mm-hmm.
It's an attractive job. It's an original six team, a team with just stocked it with all types of tradition and history. So it's one of those premier jobs in sports.
248.
If you wanted to move on, you would imagine there'd be a lineup of candidates there.
248-539-9797. Feedback comes in, and let's get to some of it. Texted to that same number. It shows that the team has talent to win tough games. The coach should have inspired them in one of those many losses, especially against the weak teams. My hostility is towards Torts, Philly's coach. That's from an unnamed texter. Yeah, he pulled the goalie. The timing of that was really weird because he didn't need to, as it turned out. But I think word got to him late. I mean, literally, this is a matter of seconds. And oh, by the way, when you're streaming feeds, you could be as much as a minute behind.
This is true. But at the same time, I mean, so let's say he finds out, oh, wait a minute, I was about to pull the goaltender. What, now what? So now I don't have to because we're eliminated? So then what? Do you think the team's going to play inspired hockey? Are they all of a sudden now they're going to win one to eliminate Washington?
No, but there's no point in pulling a goalie.
I guess.
Because you don't need to win in regulation.
But I just witnessed our own team pull the goaltender several times in the last week and convert.
But those were must-pull situations. That game was tied.
No, I know, but it's a must. A given, when he pulls it, he thinks it's a must-win situation. Yes. I'm just saying, well, it goes the other way. You've got an advantage with the extra man. You're trying to score and win the game.
Yeah, but if they go to overtime, I'd prefer them overtime in 3-on-3. But, hey, look, I mean, they gave up the empty netter, and the timing was unfortunate.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, if the Red Wings had scored earlier, you know, maybe he wouldn't have pulled the goalie, you know, but.
Well, you saw how the Red Wings reacted, right?
Yes.
After once they got to the shootout, they couldn't have cared less, right?
And they won it.
So, right, I know, because Patrick Kane is Patrick Kane. You think Philadelphia would have been inspired to play in overtime?
No, but they might have won it.
I don't know. I think people are projecting it, wanting it to be, and in the end, this team didn't do enough to win.
I guess we just disagree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.